Hello. So, especially the first half when it looked pretty sharp, what's your general thoughts of how it turned out?
I think it was an even game. I think that we played well tonight, had our chances to score, but it felt one of those games we just couldn't, you know, a couple of fouls to Wonder, especially second half, where he's going to normally bury that, but didn't. So I think a draw would have been a fair result. I don't think we deserved to lose tonight. I thought we played well, a lot of aspects of the game, and I think that you know, obviously New York are happy to come away with a win, but at least with 1-0 we can go in there and get a 2-0 win and go through, so at least it's not way out of reach, and I think that at least we have that that to hang on to.
Do you remind your guys that this is kind of a halftime score?
Yeah, we're 1-0 down at halftime, so yeah, absolutely. No, we're disappointed, you know, because I think we deserved at least a tie out of this game. I felt we had the chances to score. They had some good chances too, but evened it up. You know, usually it ends up a tie, but tonight wasn't to be for us. But you know, not faulting the guys at all. Thought they played well. Thought they had a great spirit, great energy, great commitment to try and win the game. And this is playoff stuff. You know, it's never easy. And I think that you know, New York come in and play pretty well, and we kind of just sputtered a little bit in front of goal, and we normally, especially the guys it falls to in Wondo, usually scores. So, but you know, take nothing away from, you know, our boys. I think we at least give everything we had.
Their goalkeeper showed that he wasn't necessarily always comfortable handling the ball. Is that something you guys can take advantage of in the second leg, you think? Or,
well, I mean, yeah, we talked about the goalkeeper before. You know, he's very good, but he does tend to, you know, under pressure, if you pressure him a little bit, you know, with his feet, he tends to, you know, maybe not be the best, but he's a good goalkeeper. He makes good saves. He's good. He's good come off his line. He's very athletic. We don't have to go into details, but we clued in a little bit on him. But I thought we played well tonight. Made some good saves at the right times, and that was a little bit of the difference, I think. But again, I felt it should have been a tie tonight, but wasn't to be. So we're going to look forward to the next game.
You guys did a good job of stifling the Richards tonight.
Yeah.
Then Joel Rinker pops up. Is that the danger of a team with so many weapons? Is that some guy will pop up?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you look at the goal, it's like a header, you know, header goes right to his feet, takes a touch and kind of shoots through two of our players' legs, if you like. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't a contrived goal. It was a bit of a, you know, bit of a knockdown when they took advantage of our clearance that, you know, Brandon makes a good header, I think, in front of whoever it was. It goes straight to him, takes a touch and scores, so... You know, if it fell to us in the box and we'd do the same thing, we'd be happy. But that's football, you know. And, you know, I can't take nothing away from New York. They did their job and did well. But I'm a little bit disappointed that we, our guys gave everything tonight. We didn't get anything out of the game. But, you know, we have at least Thursday to look forward to, and hopefully we can come away with a good result.
Do you feel like the changes you made in the attack, flipping around on Gio against Scott?
Yeah. You know, you do anything to do to stir it up a little bit. You know, that point when I'm trying to score a goal. Yeah, I'm happy with our guys. You know, the guys are put on, the guys are started. I have no problems with them. They're all good players and they're all, you know, actively trying to win the game for us. And I think that, you know, whatever I try, whether it looks good from afar, if it's the right choice for, you know, on the bench and we feel it, we're going to do it, so I'll stick with it. And yeah, I was fine with it.
Frank, what has to happen? I mean, if Chris isn't like the one getting it, it seems like nobody else is there to get one, put one away. It seems to be kind of in the playoffs important.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, you look at New York. I mean, I don't know how many goals Limpair score, but it's like, you know, in playoff, you know, we've got another game to go, we've got another one after that if we get through. And then we're in the final, so we've got three games to sort that out. Someone's going to pop in the score for us. You can't go through, you know, a number of games without somebody else coming up and scoring to help Chris out. But it's about doing that, you know, and getting those opportunities. I thought Ryan Johnson had a good, solid game tonight. You know, his assist-wise, I thought he created some good chances for our other players, without maybe having a ton himself. But someone's going to pop up and hopefully make the difference for us.
Any changes in the starting lineup Thursday? Kari Stevenson, maybe?
We'll see. I'll look at the tape and, you know, decide what we're going to do. I thought Scott Seeley played fine, you know, so we'll see. We'll see the lineup. We need to get a goal first to get moving in this to tie, so we'll see what we do and, you know, look at the tape and decide after that.
Frank, the guys put lots of energy in and to get back to the game, and do you think 3 days and travel to East Coast could be enough to, for them to rest?
It'll be fine. I mean, they're the same, so no worries. Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah, we're ready to go.
Thanks,
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.